Members of Greenpeace and Clean Power Now gathered on the dock during Kennedy's official remarks to the press. The police arrived, and the groups were asked to leave, but they met up with Kennedy at the entrance to the marina.
Well, these things are going to be built out because
sure, but that's why I believe in the free market. You know, we should
so
have...
So you're against the wind production tax credit?
I'm sure, well, I would be against any tax credit except for they're competing against subsidies to the oil industry and
exactly.
the coal industry, which
it's
we should abolish.
So
right.
to put them on an even playing field, they need to have that
exactly.
assistance.
But given that it's public money, I wouldn't also diminish a resource that millions of people are using. Let's use that money to develop policies that are going to have a sane, productive wind energy. You know what this is going to do? It's going to make lots of people enemies of wind energy, and it's going to diminish the national interest in wind energy, and we ought to put this in a place where it does no harm to people, but does a lot of good to all of us.
On their website, the Natural Resource Defense Council has noted that, quote, the air quality, public health, and global warming benefits of the Cape Wind project are significant and beyond rational dispute. The project should strive to be an environmental model for other wind farms to follow. For grist.org, I'm Ian Gray in Hyannisport.